But Gamekeeper Smith was trembling, for he sensed that the werewolf was a demonic manifestation that could not be dispatched by the ordinary weapons of this world. "Stay calm, Smith," McFarland whispered, "and blast the blighter in the chest. Don't damage the head. We'll have this wretched thing stuffed, and then see the faces on those know-alls in the Royal Society. We'll be rich, man."
"Maybe we should go back inside, Mr. McFarland," pleaded a perspiring, shaking Smith.
"Look at the eyes. They're devil eyes." The werewolf suddenly dropped down onto all fours and became as flat as a cat that's about to pounce. McFarland gave the order to fire, but Smith was already turning away, ready to run back to the manor house.
"Fire, you bastard coward!" McFarland shrieked.
As Smith ran, he slipped on the rock-hard snow. McFarland didn't even see the werewolf pounce. Something thumped with enormous force against his back and sent him hurling face down into the snow, badly winded.